This Smart Start Money podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
From the Evergreen Studio in Florida, it's the Smart Start Money podcast. I am your host, Eric Flynn. Buying a home can be stressful and exciting. For first-time home buyers, the process is one that can include tunnel vision with just getting into a home of their own. A house that appears ideal at the right price can be hard to pass up. However, no home is perfect, and it's important to be cautious, patient, and thorough when purchasing a home. If this is not done, you could end up with a money pit house. This will end up being a home that has endless repairs and expenses. It will equal the purchase of a home with a blank check. If you're currently in the market to purchase a home or a first-time home buyer, this is a podcast you're not going to want to miss. Before I get started on today's podcast topic of money pit house signs, if you like this podcast, please subscribe. You can also visit smartstartmoney.com for money-saving articles and resources. It's the place I like to talk about anything from life and money to even sometimes the forbidden topic of politics. Today's podcast episode is one I am somewhat way too familiar with, which is money pit house signs. I wouldn't call my house necessarily a money pit, but I am going to share some of my own experiences on this podcast with my home buying experience. So just to kind of get into this topic, imagine you find a home that is just the right size with the ideal layout. And it's a home that's in a great neighborhood. It has the best schools and it's priced right. The house may even appear to just need a little maintenance and cosmetic work to bring it up to standards. The home could also look to only need some minor layout changes to make it work. With all the things buyers look for when purchasing a home, there usually comes a time when a number of the requirements are met to make the decision to buy. A purchase choice should not only be based on the surface requirements, but what also is underneath. Now, a home inspection before buying a house should always be a requirement. And certainly if you're financing, it is going to be a requirement. But a well-qualified inspector, they're going to check for major structural components, interior plumbing issues, and things like electrical systems. The heating and air conditioning system and roofs will also be items on their list. And the American Society of Home Inspectors has a number of items that are included in a standard inspector's report. However, even with a home inspection, it's important to be able to identify things yourself that may or may not be on a standard report. And this will save you time and money when looking at homes before the inspection to identify a home that has the possibility of being a money pit. It will also help with recognizing details to get a home at the right price so it doesn't become a never-ending check that you write. Now, what are some signs, some things to look for in a potential problem money pit home purchase? And one of the big things to look for is foundation issues. And these are a really big red flag that you need to be on the lookout for. And this is often noticeable through things like cracks in walls, bricks, floors, and windows and doors that stick on a house or won't close correctly can also be a sign of possible problems. A few hairline cracks might not be anything too serious, as homes do tend to settle and shift slightly over time. However, larger, more prevalent cracks can be a reason for concern. So when looking at the home to see if there appears to be any bulges or uneven parts of the house, it's important to look out for. And a good home inspection will often uncover foundation issues, but if there is something missing, it can be very costly at some point in time. Home foundation issues can end up costing thousands of dollars to repair, and it is extremely bad. A completely new foundation could cost $40,000 or more. Now, if you're in the market especially if you're a first-time home buyer, when you're looking at homes, foundation issues are something that you really need to look out for. And like I said, it is common on older homes to see, you know, some hairline cracks. Is that how the house is settling? But you can be on the lookout for more serious problems. And one of my experiences that I ran into when looking for a home was my wife and I found a home that appeared in the pictures to be quite nice. It had a beautiful pool. It was even slightly larger than what we were looking for a lower price. And when we went to go see this home, the price immediately came into focus why it was so low. And when you went into the house, you almost could feel where you were walking on a slant. There was cracks in the walls. There were just all kinds of problems that you could see that were likely foundation issues. And we, you know, I live in the state of Florida, so sinkholes are another thing to keep in mind when you see a lot of those structural problems. So obviously we stayed away from that house, but you need to keep in mind if you are shopping for a house that foundation issues can be very, very expensive. And when in doubt, even if you get a home inspection and it comes back clean, if you really have a gut feeling that there's foundation issues, you may want to get a specialist out there to take a look at the foundation, because it can be very costly if there is a problem down the road. Another item on the list here to look out for in money pit house signs is the roof. Replacing a roof on a home, is not typically something anyone wants to do immediately following a purchase. There are all different types of roofs, you know, from shingle to tile and metal, and missing tiles or shingles is a sure sign that there are issues. Now, if you can get a home for the right price that has a roof problem and you can figure in the replacement of the roof, there might certainly not be anything wrong with that. But it is important to look further into how long that roof may have been having problems. In addition, you know, shingles that are curling and degrading is a warning signal that the roof its life is coming to an end. And depending on the type of roof repairs or complete replacement, it can cost thousands of dollars. And it is not always practical, but when looking at a home, it's usually a good idea to, you know, to try to do it on a rainy day. That's never a bad thing to do, because you'll certainly get a indication, you know, if you see drips coming from certain places in the house that the roof has a problem. Things like stains inside the ceilings or walls can also show possible water damage from a leaking roof. And look closely for spots that might appear to have fresh paint or repairs, because these could be telltale signs that could end up saving thousands of dollars if you are looking to purchase that house. Now, the next item I have here for money pit house signs is a big cost is plumbing. This is one that I have personal experience with. So issues with plumbing in a home are one, you know, they can be very expensive. Older homes will often be more susceptible to possible areas of concern. Yeah, if a home is not piped in copper as it should be, problems may not immediately appear. But if you purchase that home, it won't be too long before issues will start to show. And steel pipes tend to corrode and rust over time after years of exposure to water. And in addition to the corrosion, they can cause a real health hazard when using the water to cook or just drinking it out of the tap. Now, my personal experience with plumbing is the home I purchased came with cast iron pipes, and the house itself is piped in copper as it should be, but the lines outside the home connecting to the sewer line and located under the foundation of my home were cast iron. And come to find out, moving into my home, it took about 8 years to finally identify the hidden issues with the plumbing. And is what would happen is off and on for a number of years, the one bathroom in our home seemed to have a problem with draining water out of the shower. A plumber would come out and unclog the problem, and life would continue afterward. And it finally got much worse. And we had a camera put through the plumbing system under the home. And the issue was identified. It was a crack in a cast iron pipe underneath the concrete slab in my kitchen. And the entire outside system, it turns out, was cast iron. Now, talking with the plumber about the problem, he noted that home inspectors do not typically check the outside plumbing lines, so any issues would not have been identified. And the problem is cast iron is really only meant to last about 50 years compared to today's PVC pipes, which can have a life of 100 years. So if you are buying an older home, that this is something you certainly want to make sure of. And the laws could be different in different states, but inspectors in my state, this isn't something they readily check for, is plumbing lines that are buried either under the foundation of your house or outside in your yard. If they are cast iron, there could be a problem, and they will eventually start cracking and wearing out. And as what happens, you know, you get roots in the system. If they're under the foundation of your house, come to find out, and they have cracks in them, you know, the water starts leaking through, which can cause your foundation to start to sink. So it can end up being, you know, it can be a very big problem. So what I would recommend to anyone that's looking to purchase an older home is have not only the plumbing inside the house checked, but pay someone to put a camera down your plumbing system and make sure everything is good, because these, I will tell you from my personal experience, plumbing issues can be very expensive. Now, luckily for me, we didn't have to start tearing up the inside of my home. New pipes were tied into my kitchen and bathroom from the outside and back to the sewer. The only downside was part of my driveway did have to be torn up, and the overall cost was pretty enormous, but now I no longer have to worry about the cast iron pipes. Now, issues like these can easily run $5,000 to $10,000 or more, and it was an expense my wife and I were not prepared for at the time. And the plumber said, like I said, they said most people don't take the time to have a camera put down their plumbing system before they buy a house. And they even said they would recommend it for an older home. And just talking to the plumber as they were here, the area I live in, Clearwater, St. Petersburg area, there's a lot of older homes in this area, and the cast iron pipes are starting to wear out. And even some of the lawyers and things are starting to do class action lawsuits to try to get insurance companies to cover this. Unfortunately, I couldn't get my insurance company to cover any of the cost, but it is something you need to keep in mind with the plumbing. It can certainly be a real issue if you buy a house that has plumbing problems. Talking to the plumber, they, like I said, with a lot of these older houses in my area, they've been quite busy as these cast iron pipes start wearing out. And I was told, you know, the average cost to repipe an actual house that has cast iron, you're looking at, you know, about $20,000, $24,000 to get that done. So it is costly. And like I said, if you find a home that's 50 or more years old, make sure to go the extra step in addition to getting a standard home inspection and get all the plumbing checked thoroughly. It might cost you $100 or, you know, a few hundred dollars to do it, but it could potentially save thousands of dollars in repairs later. If a home has leaking pipes under it, this has the potential to cause major foundation issues in the future. Another money pit house sign is one people don't think about is trees. And having nice big trees that provide shade to a home, it can certainly be great, but I will tell you they can also be a nightmare. And this issue is not one that I have seen many people mention as a large expense. Now that the issues with large expensive plumbing items have been mentioned, trees can also be a cause for plumbing problems as well. Just so you realize this. As I mentioned, the root systems that have had decades to grow can find their way into outside pipes. And when looking at a home be mindful of large trees or even keep an eye out for areas where one might have once been. So if it looks like a large tree was in a certain area, that's something to keep in mind because old roots could still be underground and eventually cause problems in the plumbing. Pipes are not the only issues with large root systems. Big trees right next to a home can also cause damage to a foundation over time with roots growing underneath them. If a home you are thinking about purchasing has trees that are very close, be sure to have them investigated further for any possible problems. Trees that are old and dying also pose costly problems. In addition to, they can be dangerous. With my home, we had a large oak tree in the middle of our backyard, and it was kind of nice. It provided a lot of shade across, and I have a pretty big backyard. It provided a lot of shade in the backyard, and it was quite old when we moved in and eventually started to pose a danger. And the cost just to remove this tree, in addition to getting it approved, you know, again, it's going to depend where you live, but we had to get it approved to get it removed. And the cost to have this tree removed was a couple thousand dollars. So having two or three of these on your property that are nearing the end of their life, you can see how it can be a big expense. So trees are another thing to keep in mind that can be a very expensive cost. Windows are another thing to consider if you're looking at an older home to possibly fix up. A home that has older windows, it should be a cause for concern because replacing them can be very expensive. And not everyone realizes that they are quite expensive. With older homes, they may add, you know, the older windows can add character and charm, but they might also keep heating or cooling the monthly bills high. It might be easy to just look at a home, you know, that appears to be perfect, you know, a perfect one, and easily convince yourself, you know, we'll just have the windows replaced. Yet it is important to know to replace an entire home of windows, you can be looking easily on average of $10,000 to $20,000 or more, depending on the windows and the number that you need. This will also depend on where you live. There could be certain codes you have to file. I know in, you know, where I live in Florida, the windows for insurance purposes, they need to be hurricane rated. So there's some things you do have to keep in mind that could also raise the price. And I made the mistake with my home purchase, believing, you know, it wouldn't be long before I replaced my old windows. And 10 years later, I still have the same windows in the house. And they do their job, but I know new ones that are not, you know, 50 plus years old would keep out more noise and also lower our cooling bill. Finally, hopefully, the good news is I'm hoping that this year will finally be the year that I get the windows updated. Another item you want to keep an eye out for is electrical. Electrical can be very costly to replace in a home. Home electrical systems, they are one of the items inspectors will check. And homes that have older electric setups, you have to realize these can be dangerous and they should be replaced. There can be, you know, they can be costly, and it should be something that you try and negotiate to have replaced if the home you're looking at has electrical problems. That can be something you negotiate before moving in, or, you know, have the home priced lower so you can take care of those things. And codes and local regulations will often even make a home sale not possible without an electrical system that's up to date. An up-to-date electrical panel should be installed in your home. And my home, my personal experience with this, with the home I'm in currently, is when I moved, was going to buy this home, it still had the old electrical fuse system, and the home couldn't be sold until the electrical system was updated. So that was done. But you need to realize the cost to completely replace an electrical system, it's not cheap. And depending on the size of a home, the cost to rewire a house, it could easily be $8,000 to $15,000 or more. So something to keep in mind when you're looking at an older home that might have outdated electric. One of the hidden things you need to be on the lookout for with a money pit house is hazardous materials and mold. And this really is, you know, if you're thinking about buying an older home, dangerous materials like lead paint and asbestos, they could be lurking in an older home. And it's best to get testing done and ensure there are no issues. Many years ago, materials used in building homes were not known to be an issue, but they are now identified as causing serious dangers. And removal of hazardous materials from a home, they can be very expensive. According to a HouseLogic report, just to give you an idea, the complete removal of asbestos in a home from walls, ceilings, pipes, attics, and roofs, it could easily cost as much as $30,000. Mold is, you know, it's another costly hazard, and it may not be an issue with just older homes. You need to be aware of this. Moisture that gets into a home from one of the items that I mentioned, like a leaking roof or flood, can potentially present mold problems. When looking at homes, pay particular attention to musty smells and moisture. Those are things you want to be on the lookout for. When looking at homes the first time, I can personally remember going into one that had just the, you know, the circulation fan from the air conditioning running. The air wasn't running, but the circulation fan was. And as my wife and I walked around the house, something didn't seem right, as it had a very musty smell. And my wife and I liked the home, but had a gut feeling of problems. And the realtor we were there with also mentioned that, you know, something just didn't seem right because the house is vacant, but they're running the circulation fan. And our realtor actually reached out to the seller's agent and told them that we might be interested in the house, but we would want to have a mold inspection done. And this was not very well received by the seller's agent. And the seller's agent stated they would actually prefer if we did not do this. And this is all it took to know that there was definitely a potential mold problem in the house. Because the reason they did not want it done is if mold was found, then it would have to be out, you know, in the open for any potential buyers. Mold, it's much like asbestos when it comes to the cost of getting rid of it, and it's going to be expensive. Water is another thing to look out for with the potential problems of a house costing money. And the quality of water depends on the area a home is purchased many times. But this is another issue that does not seem to be on the mind of many home buyers. Hard water without a water softener and treatment system, it can cause real problems in a home. You can get things like rusty bathroom fixtures, faucets, and any other places water comes into contact, you know, like a dishwasher or washing machine, may need replacement with water quality problems. Water treatment systems can be inexpensive or run thousands of dollars, depending on what you might need. And although it might not seem like much at first to get good quality water running through a home that will not wear out appliances and fixtures, the costs to maintain them over time, it can add up. And systems also need to be completely replaced as they age. So if you're looking at a house that has a water treatment system, you need to see how old it is because it may need to be replaced. If you don't keep up with it, you can have some serious problems. And, you know, living in Florida, as I do, a lot of places, people are surprised, we don't have the best water quality. And the effect of this is, you know, in my home, we had a water softener and need to get another one. But up until recently, we haven't had one for a few years now. And it is taking a toll. I can see some of the fixtures starting to get rusty and, you know, scaled up deposits on them. And you kind of need to keep up with cleaning and trying to take care of things if you don't have a water softener. In addition to, you know, in the long run, you don't think about it, but it's going to cost you money to replace your clothes. If you're washing your clothes with bad water, like in Florida, our water has a lot of kind of a sandy lime deposit in it. So it's a gritty substance. You wash your clothes in it, it starts to wear down the fabrics after a while. So water quality is important to keep in mind. Air conditioning and heating systems are also another thing to be on the lookout for when purchasing a home. It's one of the largest expenses on a home is going to be that AC and heating. And older, outdated systems that are nearing the end of their expected lifetime, they're costly to replace. The expense will depend on the unit needed, depending on the size of the home, but I can guarantee you it will be several thousands of dollars. And like a roof, AC and heating systems, they're just part of home ownership, and they will need to be replaced at some point. So it may not be a complete deal breaker to buy a home, but it is something you need to keep in mind. Now, in addition to the AC and heating, you need to keep in mind the ductwork that's in the home with the heating and air conditioning, because this can be an unexpected repair. With older ductwork, you need to keep in mind that unhealthy materials could have been used, you know, materials filled with, and they can now also have mold in them. And the ductwork is something that you need to make sure is in good shape. And, you know, if you move into a home and you have ductwork that all of a sudden has mold, it's not an expense, you know, a new homeowner would want to take immediately following the purchase. And this issue, again, can mostly be with older homes, so it's a good idea to inspect the ductwork thoroughly. The next here is Money Pit House Signs is kind of a grossly scary one, is infestations. Now, home infestations of insects or rodents, they can cause significant damage to a home. When it comes to rats, roaches, or just bugs in general, it is not only damaging, but like I said, it's disgustingly gross. I personally would stay away from a rodent or roach infestation, in my own opinion. It can be very expensive to solve these problems, but even if solved, getting it out of the mind, you know, out of your mind might never be possible. Termites and insects like carpenter ants are other infestations that you might not easily see, but you can be on the lookout for signs of damage. So when you're looking at a home you're thinking about buying, look for rotted wood and signs of what may appear to be sawdust. Termites might not be visible, but they do many times leave clues behind. So trees that are rotted out close to a home or old wood piled up should also be investigated. Termite infestations that start in the yard close to a home many times end up in the house. So if you're buying a house that has a lot of old wood piled up next to it, you definitely want to make sure that there's not a termite problem. Same thing with old trees. Luckily, home inspectors do look for things that may have been caused by termite damage. If there appear to be any issues, the cost could be either reasonable or astronomical. And Home Advisor estimates average termite treatment only to be about $532, which isn't, for getting rid of termites, isn't an astronomical price. But you do need to keep in mind that larger infestations that involved, you know, they involve tending an entire home, this is where the cost can be. It can cost $2,500 or more, depending on the size of the home. It's not only the cost of treating termites, but also the cost for repairs from the damage that the termites leave behind. And that's something that you would need to factor into the overall expense. So it can get costly with infestations, and that's something you need to keep in mind, especially again purchasing an older home. Now, I just wanted to, with the Money Pit House Signs, you may be thinking that, well, you know, maybe a newer home is is a better option. And when looking at homes to avoid a money pit, you know, there are many times newer construction isn't always the best choice either. I know when looking at, you know, at homes to avoid a money pit, there are many items to inspect to avoid those costly repairs. And most of the items I mentioned in this podcast are with, a lot of them are with older houses, but some of them can be something to look out for in newer homes as well. So just because a home is newer construction, it doesn't necessarily mean it will not have any costly problems. The thing you need to keep in mind with newer homes is, you know, inferior building materials and experienced contractors and poor construction can also be issues in both newer and older homes. Purchasing a home that will not result in a money pit, it can be subjective in some ways. Some buyers don't mind making updates and improvements if the initial purchase price is right. You know, if they can get it for the right price and make all those improvements, there's nothing wrong with that. However, if you plan on buying a home that is turnkey without investing thousands of dollars in a short period of time, it's important to know some of the more costly items that can cause problems. Things like roofs and AC systems, they're going to wear out at some point. But if they're near the end of life, it's important to not pay too much for a home you're thinking about purchasing. When it comes to foundation problems or hazardous materials, I personally would just move on to looking at another home for ultimate peace of mind. These are two items on the list that have a real potential for being unknown in their total price tag. When it comes to an older home, there are two important points to consider, which I have experienced myself frequently. I don't really consider my home, like I said, a money pit, although it does feel this way to me many times. The first and only home purchase I have ever made is this home that I still live in, and it was built in 1956. If you buy an older home that needs a little TLC and renovation, everything may cost a little more than usual, and that's something you need to keep in mind. The main reason is the updated building codes. Every time it seems that I have something replaced and added features that need to be updated, I find out that at the same time, something needs to be added that's going to cost a little more because I need to bring it up to the current code. The second thing with an older home is standard today is not the, you know, not the same as it was 50 plus years ago. So as I've started to replace some things on my home, like some doors and, you know, a few windows that I can actually replace or whatever else needs to be done, I'm finding that door sizes, window sizes, and even my laundry room is dated to the point where you can't just go to one of the big box home retail stores to replace things and update them. Many times you need a special order unless you make some major changes to get it updated. So that is something to keep in mind with older homes as well. There are those hidden costs where you may need to bring things up to code and you may not be able to find that, you know, if you're replacing a door, that it's just as easy to go to your local Home Depot, pick up a door, come back and install it. And I actually just had this happen recently with a door that I replaced. I come to find out that the wall isn't very square. So things like that do happen with an older home. But I will say, you know, buying an older home, it can have its advantages, even though there are a lot of things you need to look out for. And that is, when you think about it, the truth is 50 plus years ago, a lot of things were made of better quality than they are today. So they last longer. And this is one of the problems I have with a lot of the home big box retailers is everything's made overseas and it's not very good quality. I even had a bathroom that I remodeled probably 6-7 years ago. And a lot of the stuff in it's starting to now rust out and warp and everything else. Older homes do have their advantages. And even the wood used in construction can be better quality. You know, a lot of times today, they're cutting down a lot of the forests and things at a much faster rate than used to be done. So the wood isn't as as strong. So there are some advantages to keep in mind with buying an older home. If you find one that has good bones, so to speak, and it just needs a few cosmetic things, it can be worth it to buy it. But you do need to keep an eye out for the money pit signs of, you know, if you buy a home, of it just being a blank check for years to come with repairs. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money Podcast. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. I always like to hear from my listeners. If you have any questions or comments about this podcast, please let me know. You can visit smartstartmoney.com and look for the contact page. Join me on the next podcast episode as I talk about how to find a good employer. Most people know the signs to look out for of a bad place to work, but what are the signs that can be a good indication of an employer that treats its employees well? If you're currently job hunting or considering a career change, finding a good employer to work for is important. Join me on the next podcast as I talk about how to find a good employer.